Now let's turn our attention to iPad. There's no other device like it. iPad is powerful, portable, and incredibly versatile. In classrooms around the world, iPad is helping students and teachers bring their lessons and learning to life. From architects to engineers, iPad plays a critical role in helping them get their most important work done in entirely new ways, no matter where they are. For artists, designers, and musicians, it provides ways to take their ideas and creativity further than ever before. And with its incredible performance, powered by Apple Silicon and the world's best displays, iPad is an amazing device for playing games and enjoying entertainment. It's this incredible versatility that defines iPad. And today, we have some huge updates across the iPad lineup.
Today is Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. And today was the latest Apple event. And as you just heard from Tim Cook, this is the largest or greatest or whatever, biggest updates to the iPad since they were first announced like in 2010. Well, I did watch the event, but I will say right now, there's nothing new that I am going to buy. I do not use iPads anymore. I have a mini and a pro, the first pro that came out, sitting in a drawer, and I just don't use them. But there were some pretty impressive new updates to the iPads today. Let's start with the iPad Air. Excuse me. They announced that the iPad Air is going to be coming in two new sizes, 11-inch and 13-inches. They are moving the front-facing camera to the landscape position. Since most people are using it for zooming and so forth and FaceTime, the camera is up in the landscape position so that you can get a bigger picture and so forth. I think that's a good idea, but I think it's going to be odd when you go to do FaceTime or Face ID and do you have to turn the iPad toward, you know, landscape so that you can, so it will recognize you? I don't know. I have to see about that. Supposedly it comes with new speakers that are louder and more bass. Comes in four colors, blue, purple, space gray, and starlight. And they are coming with the M2 chip, which they are saying is 50% faster than the M1 chip. And all models are now starting at 128 gigabytes of storage, but you can get them up to a terabyte of storage. So that's basically the iPad Air. Nothing new with the cameras, the same old cameras that were on the last one. Then they moved on to the iPad Pro. And the iPad Pro has a new design. It's very thin. Also comes in the two sizes of 11-inch and 13-inches. Now, they're saying that the 13-inch model is the thinnest product Apple has ever made at 5.1 millimeters or something like that. Very, very thin. It comes in two colors, silver and space black. And they have, finally, they have brought OLED technology to this display. And they're calling it Tandem OLED, which means like, I forget what OLED stands for, LED, but they're putting two of these displays together to make them really bright. And it says you can get up to 1600 nits of brightness. That's actually pretty bright. It also, they're calling it the Ultra Retina XDR display, and it comes on both sizes of the iPad Pro. The iPad Pro also offers the nano texture option for less glare when you're out in bright sunshine and so forth. And the biggest announcement is that it's coming with the M4 chip inside. Now that's really exciting because that's the M4. We haven't experienced anything with the M4 chip, and the iPads are the first to get it. And supposedly it's got, on the higher end models, 10 core CPU, 10 core GPU, and I don't know. I should really, I really should have this on the screen with me, but I don't have it on there. Let's see, learn more. iPad Pro, 5.1 millimeters thin, they say. Let's see, world's most advanced display. Great for gaming, because the M4 chip makes it great for gaming. And where does it say? 4 times faster than the M2 chip. 1.5 times faster than the CPU chip of the, or the CPU performance of the M2. Why doesn't it say learn more about that? Oh, here we go. Learn more about the powers of the M4 rocket chip, they're calling it. Okay, it's got, where is it? I'm still looking. You know, they have these weird graphs that, kind of distort the actual picture, but here they have a graph and it's showing that the 10-core CPU is 1.5 times faster, and they have raised the memory bandwidth to 120 gigabytes per second. I think it was only 100 gigabytes before. Graphics are amazing. 38 trillion operations per second. I thought we were going to talk about the actual chip itself. Under the tech specs, let me go to that real fast. Where is that chip? There we go. Okay, so the lower model, the 13-inch, and that comes with 256 gigabytes of storage or 512 gigabytes of storage, starts out with a 9-core CPU, 3 performance cores, and 6 efficiency cores, a 10-core GPU, and a 16-core neural engine. But if you opt for the 1 terabyte or 2 terabyte model, you get the 10-core CPU with 4 performance cores and 6 efficiency cores, 10-core GPU, 16-core neural engine, and 16 gigabytes of storage, or 16 gigabytes of RAM on the higher model. Now, then I was, of course, you know, I'm sitting here waiting for the camera updates because they usually update the cameras. Well, in this case, on the iPad Pro, they actually went backwards on the cameras. They took away the wide-angle lens, and now you just simply have a 1-camera, 12-megapixel wide camera, 1.8 aperture, and all the other stuff that was on the last one. Digital zoom to 5, 5-element lens, adaptive true tone flash, panorama up to 63 megabytes, 63 megapixels, and all that other stuff. So they actually, I consider they downgraded the camera. They do say they have they're also keeping the LiDAR scanner, like supposedly a better LiDAR scanner, and they've added an adaptive true tone flash. That's supposed to help with when you scan a document with your iPad. It takes multiple pictures and the flash turns on to get rid of any shadows. Because you know when you like lean over your document to take a picture, the shadow of the iPad is on the document. Well, this supposedly takes care of that and turns the flash on automatically so that you don't have those shadows on your documents, which is kind of cool. Nothing changed in the video recording. It's still 4K and 1080p and 720p and all that. The landscape camera, you know, they moved the camera from the vertical to landscape, and that's at the same old 12-megapixel ultra-wide camera, f2.8 aperture, and all the other stuff that's usual. So those are the biggest things. It still has 4 speaker audio, 3 quality. Oh, and now it says quality 4 mic array. Okay, now it has 4 mics. I guess it had 4 mics before. In any case, it does have Wi-Fi 6, Bluetooth 5.3, and you can get a cellular model with 5G. So that's generally the update there on the iPad Pros. I mean, I think the iPad Pro top-of-the-line model is impressive, but it costs like $1,200 or something like that. I shouldn't say that. I should really look. Let's just price one. If I choose the 13-inch model, that's $1,299. Pick silver. And if I pick 1 terabyte, and I'll get the nano-textured glass and Wi-Fi plus cellular. No engraving. And, I'll get the new Apple Pencil, which I'll talk about in a minute. No engraving there. Save. And then they have a new Magic Keyboard. I'll get that too. And I'll get the black one, not the white one. And I have no trade-in. So the total price is, holy shit, $2,677 for a top-of-the-line 13-inch iPad Pro. That is crazy. That is crazy. You can get a Mac Mini for that. Actually, a pretty good Mac Mini for that. I think that's also, you could get the base Mac Studio with the M1 chip in it. But anyway, so they have two iPads that they introduced, the iPad Air and the iPad Pro. No change to the regular basic iPad. And what I was expecting and what Mike Perry was expecting, because we were talking on Twitter, and he said no iPad Mini update. It's still on the A15 Bionic. The Mini is still my favorite form factor. And I replied to him and said, yes, I agree. I was waiting for them because I was thinking, okay, they did the iPad Air, they did the iPad Pro. Now they could introduce a new iPad Mini. Well, but they didn't. The iPad Mini is exactly the same as it was 2 years ago. So no change there. Which you know, as I said, I'm not going to buy an iPad, but I think if they had come out with a new iPad Mini, I might be tempted to buy one. But I guess I don't use my iPads anymore. There's absolutely no reason for me to get a new iPad. All right, so let's move on. So they also talked about the new Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro apps for the iPad. And they're supposed to be these amazing apps, and they look great and all. But, you know, I think I've mentioned this before. They use a subscription fee to have the, I think at least the Final Cut Pro. And I'm not paying a monthly fee to have a Final Cut Pro on an iPad. So that won't be happening. But they did announce a new app called, what's it called? Where is it? Oh, Final Cut Camera. And this sounds interesting. You can use it on your iPad, and supposedly you can use it on your iPhone. And what you can do is, it's mostly for directors and people who are like who are just determining what shots and stuff. You can connect, they say, up to four cameras and control them from your iPad. And someone can just be holding the camera, and the director, whoever is holding the iPad, and they can control, you know, the zoom, the focus, the white balance. They can do all this stuff live while they're recording videos. I thought that was kind of cool. So I am looking forward to checking that out. But I don't know anything about it yet. I'll have to watch a whole bunch of videos before. And if I have to buy it, no, I'm not going to be buying it. It better be free because I do not need to be spending any more money. Anyway, the last thing that they announced was the new Apple Pencil Pro, which supposedly has new gestures, new haptic feedback, new, like this called barrel. You can turn the pencil in your hand and it goes, takes your brush or whatever from vertical to horizontal. And I thought that was kind of cool. But again, I have both of the pencils so far and I don't use them, so I will not be buying this. I'm finally getting like realistic about buying this stuff and saying, no, I don't need that. I'll never use it. And I can use my money on other things. So the Apple Pencil Pro, and they kept the Apple Pencil Pro at the same price, $129. But the old one, I forget what that one's called. I guess just the Apple Pencil, stays the same price, $129. And then there's like this whole thing about compatibility. Like the new Pencil is only compatible with the new Air and the new iPad Pro. You can't go backwards. Like I couldn't buy the new Pencil and then use it on my old iPads. So, you know, there's that kind of stuff that I think Apple, you know, is just a little bit shitty about. But I do think that one other feature of the Apple Pencil Pro is that now it shows up on your Find My. So if you're looking for your pencil, you can, you know, start up Find My and it will find where your pencil is. So, yeah. All right. So that's pretty much everything that they introduced. Again, the only thing I'm really interested in is the new Final Cut Camera app. And I have to, you know, learn about that. If I ever used my iPad, I would certainly think about upgrading, because I have the original iPad Pro, which I think is from 2020, and the iPad Mini, which I think is from 2022. So we're talking, I have old technology when it comes to the iPads. But again, like I said, I've said it a million times, I don't use them. So I don't need another one. Now, Scotty just tweeted me and he said, what did I miss? Okay, Scotty, well, now if you're listening to this podcast, you will know what you missed. And speaking of Scotty, we actually have a voicemail from Scotty, if I can find it here and pull it up. I believe he was talking about this Apple event. Let's see if I can pull this up. And where is my... oh, here it is. Okay, so, excuse me. Let's listen to this voicemail from Scotty.
Okay, Archer, it's Scotty, your Aussie butler, and I don't know, I feel like you've totally pod-faded. I guess because it's coming into summer and you're out spring cleaning or something. But anyway, there's an Apple event coming up, and I'm really hoping that they announce the iPhone 16 mini. Need a mini, not these stupid giant phones they keep making. Anyway, it's next week, so that should probably prompt you to do a show. Okay, well, as you can hear, I've got to get into the shower because I've got to start work shortly. Bye. Woodhaven.
Thank you very much, Scotty, for that voicemail. I appreciate it. Well, Scotty, as you heard, if you've been listening to the podcast so far, you know that they did not announce an iPhone 16 mini. That's just not going to happen. First of all, why would they announce a 16 in the middle of the 15 a year? Like, you're not going to hear a 16 iPhone until like October. And even then, I'm not so sure they're going back to the mini. If anything, I've already seen rumors that the iPhone 16 Pro is going to be offered in a 6.9-inch form factor. So I will be getting that new, bigger phone. Scotty, sorry, I hate to tell you, but you didn't miss much, unless you're in the market for a new iPad. Sorry about that. Now, speaking of feedback and stuff, we also got a comment on the website from Lala Lauren. If you remember in the last episode, I was talking about walking with Dr. Fauci and that we both were wearing our AirPods and listening to something. That's why we didn't chat or anything. Lala Lauren says, Dr. Fauci is probably also listening to Big Fatty. I kind of doubt that, Lala Lauren, but it's funny nonetheless. So thank you for that comment, Lala Lauren. I appreciate it. So I think that's all the feedback I have. I should really go to the website and see if there are any comments besides hers, because that one actually came into my email box, and they never do that. I don't know why they never do. Nope, just that one comment. Nobody commented on my Plex Media Server in the old Apple hard disk 20 SCSI case. I thought it looked really cool with the little green light and everything, but nobody said anything. So anyway, well, I also, speaking of that project, I got a big jug of this Retro Bright stuff, which is like this cream, high percentage hydrogen peroxide stuff. And I'm going to try to just do a little test on the lid maybe. But I haven't done it yet. I just got the stuff yesterday. So, or what's today? Today's Tuesday. Oh, no, I actually got it over the weekend. So anyway. All right, so that's all the stuff I'm going to talk about in terms of the Apple stuff and all that. But I wanted to say that if you remember my good friend Betsy, well, back in March, I don't know, I'm sure I may have mentioned it on the podcast. I don't know. I drove her to the hospital to have her cataract surgery on one eye, and then I took her the next day for a follow-up to see how it was doing, and then a month, not quite a month later, 3 weeks later, I took her for the second eye and the second follow-up appointment. So I've been spending a lot of time with her lately, and then I also took her to do her taxes and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, my husband and I were invited to Betsy's house for a happy hour. And she had wine and nibbles and stuff, and we chatted for like 2 hours and stuff. And then I was getting ready to leave. She handed me a little bag, and she goes, oh, here's just a little token of my appreciation. I really, really appreciate all the you know, driving her around and helping her out and all this stuff. And I thought that, well, that's very nice. I didn't even look at it right away. I just said, I'll look at this later because we were going out to dinner. So anyway, when I got home, I opened it up and I was shocked. I mean, I need to, you know, really thank her for this, but she gave me a gift card for $100 to Chef Jeff's, which, as you know, is Nora O'Donnell's husband's restaurant. I hope that doesn't bother Harley too much, because I haven't played in a long time. So, sorry. I have the gift card. I'm going to thank her for that. And next time we go to Chef Jeff's, well, I'll have a nice gift card to spend there. So, that's pretty much what I have to tell you. I guess, well, on Friday we went to Grey Ghost. Let's see, what did we do this weekend? Not a whole lot. My husband went to church. I don't think we did a whole lot. So anyway, all right. Well, that's all I have for today, boys and girls. I hope you all have a great weekend, or excuse me, a great week, I should say. And if any of you are going to buy the new iPad, either one of them, either the new Air or the new Pro, let me know, because I'd really be curious to see what you think of it, especially if you're going to buy the Pencil too. I would be very curious to hear what you think of it. All right. So that's all I have. So until next time. Bye.